Stephen's in Derbyshire. Hi, Stephen.
Yes, I can hear you.
Now, what is your situation?
I tried to sell a car back in April of this year. Tried to sell a Range Rover for £10,000. On Auto Trader, the three people turned up. They came and looked at the car. They distracted me. One distracted me around the back whilst the two went round the front. I then went round the front and somebody else went round the back. I'd got it all on dash cam as it happened. So we took it out for a test drive. There was smoke coming out of the exhaust. Never had smoke coming out of the exhaust before. There were sensors on the dashboard were just coming. There was lights coming off everywhere. I was thinking, oh my God. Got it back home. They said they wanted the car, the actual shell itself. They didn't want the engine, so they offered me £4,000 for it. I spoke to my wife, and she was the governing factor on this one, as usual. And she told me not to sell it to them. She said, "Don't sell it. We'll have somebody else look at it." I looked on the dash cam straight after they'd gone, because they kept phoning me and texting me and messaging me, coming back to me wanting to buy the car. Which seemed suspicious in itself, but we looked on the dash cam and there they were. They'd got them bang to right, so to speak. It's clear as daylight. I'd got all three of them on camera. One of them had put oil in the coolant. One of them had disconnected sensors. It was so slick. The outfit was so slick. It literally took them seconds to do the jobs that they'd done. And of course, I contacted the police straight away after they'd gone, and the police didn't want to know. I was telling them that you can come and collect them. I'd phone them up and tell them to come and pick the car up and you can have them. But the police didn't want to know for 6 weeks. Eventually, they took a statement from me and they took all the dash cam footage. And now we've found out that the culprits have gone. They're not to be found anywhere. So there we go.
So they left it a little bit too late to follow up.
Yeah, the police had just left it way, way, way too late.
Yeah. And did you eventually sell the car for what you wanted to sell it for?
Yeah. I had to drain everything out. I had to take... It's cost me probably £150 to get it all sorted. But take your wife's words there, the wise words.
Yes, well, I would say that's a good rule to live by, quite frankly, Stephen.
Yeah, I was lucky. I was very, very lucky. It could have turned out very, very nasty. And they're obviously doing it to everybody. They're obviously doing it to everybody because that's how the police know about them.
It is a police issue. I think in relation to the police response, it depends on what their local priorities are. And in a lot of police force areas, fraud isn't necessarily a priority. What we see from a consumer perspective is that victims of fraud are not treated like the victims of other crimes. We don't see the same sort of level of victim support and services, which is something that we're pushing for, that actually it's just as detrimental financially and emotionally as being a victim of other crimes. So there needs to be more done about that. So I'm sorry you didn't actually get any redress or in relation to that.
Yeah, well, you mentioned this hot state. They definitely worked on that because there was oil and there was lights on the dashboard everywhere. They definitely worked me into that hot state because I panicked. I very, very, very nearly sold it to them because I know exactly how much the problem, if it had have been the real problem, how much it would have cost me to have had it fixed. So I was very, very close to taking their offer. It was only my wife's words saying, "No, don't do it. We've never had any problems with the car before. Why now?" So it was, it was definitely a hot state.
What we have to remember as well with a lot of this stuff is, and I can't speak to Kate, these people have a lot more resources at their fingertips than we do. It's big money. So it's organised crime groups and they know what they're doing and manipulative. Like you say, that sort of hot state, that coercing control, when that pushing you into making a decision that now chatting to me because I'm not putting that additional pressure on you, which is what we have to remember, which is why we need to put the attention back on to understand the complexity and the intelligence that these people are using to steal our personal information and our money.
Yeah, the police have said it was an organised crime group, and the guy is well known to them, but they just can't find him. And I was there, I was ready to hand him to them on a plate. But again,
oh, that's frustrating.
They said it's, what's it?
Entrapment?
I can't think of the word. Entrapment, that's the word.
Yeah, listen, Stephen,
it would have been entrapment.
I'm glad you've got the sale that you needed, and love to Mrs. Stephen. Yeah. She sounds like an eminently sensible woman. Yes,
thank you very
take
much.
Care. Bye.